Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to go to a special guest interview here. We've got libertarian, I guess, science fiction author.
He's
frequently labeled that way. We'll see how he decides to label himself here in a moment. L. Neil Smith is with us, and he says we can call him Neil. Neil, it's Free Talk Live. You're on with Ian, Mark, and Dale. Good evening.
Good evening to you, too. And it definitely is libertarian. Arch-libertarian, if you will.
Arch-libertarian. Well, let's start out with that question and dig in a little bit here. I, as somebody who was formerly a member of the Libertarian Party, I quit last year because I don't believe, well, the Libertarian Party is libertarian anymore. But when you say libertarian, what do you mean? Because apparently that's something we need to start qualifying.
Well, it has been qualified for a long time, and there are those who find it convenient to disregard that. A libertarian is a person who will not initiate force for any reason against another human being. That's it. That's all there is to it.
Simple. So would you say you're like a voluntarist libertarian?
Well, there are people who keep trying to sort of subdivide us. There, I spent the weekend, last weekend, with left libertarians, and there are, I know the voluntarists pretty well because I have several friends among them and all that stuff. But as far as I'm concerned, if you forswear the use of initiated force, you're a libertarian whether you know it or not.
Very good. I'm on that page with you, no doubt about it. So what are you up to these days? Obviously, you've had a bit of a career behind you, and they're a fairly well-known name, I think, certainly within this movement, and I guess you've got a number of best-selling books out there as well, so I'm sure that people that aren't libertarians have probably heard of your name. So what's going on with L. Neil Smith today?
Well, they could be better-selling, but there are 28 of them out there. And some of them, my very first book has stayed in print all these years, 33 years stayed in print.
Which one is that?
That's The Probability Broach, which is generally regarded as sort of the definitive libertarian novel in fictional form. It tells everybody what libertarianism is in no uncertain terms.
See, now, I thought that was a graphic novel. When I read Probability Broach, I read it in a graphic novel form.
Me too. A good part of it.
It was a text novel published in 1979, and then somewhat more recently, I kind of lost track. We adapted it, and the brilliant artist Scott Beezer drew it as a graphic novel. It's a 185-page full-color graphic novel, and you can get it by going to my website, the Webley page. Or you can go to Big Head Press, either one.
What is your website, Neil?
Just if you put the Webley page in your browser, you'll find me.
Okay. How do you spell Webley?
W-E-B-L-E-Y. It's a gun joke. See, I'm one of the gunniest science fiction writers there is, see. So everybody else has a web page, but I have to have a Webley page. Webley page is a Webley is an old-fashioned British revolver.
So what you had mentioned to me off the air that you've got an old book being redistributed or going to be reprinted. What's that?
Actually, it's part of a series, the most recent of which is The Venus Belt. The Venus Belt was the second book I ever wrote, and right now I'm writing a piece for my blog about it saying how scary it was to start a sequel. The Probability Broach had been very well received, and here I was about to write a sequel to it, and I made 14 typos on the first page.
Indeed.
And this is, you know, I had to explain what pages and typos and things were to the electronic crowd, but, a title page is actually only half a page, so I made the equivalent of about 30 typos on a page.
Wow.
I was nervous.
So it's coming out again, and when is it that people can expect that to hit the scene?
It is out, and if you'll go to the Webley page, or if you'll go to the Libertarian Enterprise, it's another thing to put in your browser. Libertarian Enterprise.
What about this one, Neil? Do you sell your books through Amazon?
Yeah, and what the deal is, I want people to click on it through the Enterprise or through my webpage, because that's the only remuneration, that tiny little pittance that you get from Amazon. That's the only remuneration that my webmaster gets.
So
yes. Click there; it'll take you to Amazon. Right away.
Well, we're in competition then, Neil, because when people go to amazon.freetalklive.com, then the remuneration goes to us.
I heard that, but what if I put Free Talk Live as one of the things on my website, so they, when they click through, no, that's too complicated. I mean, sorry.
We'll take the link, though.
Economic collapse doing that, couldn't we?
You're certainly welcome to link to our website. That'll help our Google rank. We like that.
Well, I think I will do that.
Well, that'd be fantastic.
Now, Neil, I'm reading another one of your books that's currently, it might have even be considered a one of the ones that you counted at 28 or whatever, but I'm reading Roswell, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
You're the author. This is a graphic novel, and you can either get it in print or online. And you wrote that, right?
That's complicated. I'm very sorry to say. The idea started out as a text novel that would be written by me and the world-famous cartoonist Rex F. May, whom you know as Baloo, B-A-L-O-O. Anytime you see a very, very simple cartoon in a magazine, Liberty is a good example, but he's also been Ladies Home Journal and Hustler. Anytime you see a very Thurber-esque simple cartoon, it's almost certainly going to be by Rex. And Rex and I had this insane idea of a Texas that had always been its own country. And in 1947, something crashes out west in the West Texas town of Roswell, because Texas is a little bigger in that history. President Charles A. Lindbergh sends his three best Rangers and his personal hatchet man out to see what's going on. Texas is a lot bigger. New Orleans is a Texas town, and so is Casper, Wyoming.
Yeah, it seems to take up a good portion of the United States, and somehow it's some alternate history where I don't know what altered the course of history.
What altered the course of history was that General Santa Anna was killed at the siege of the Alamo by a 600-yard rifle shot that most people think only Davy Crockett could have made. And as a consequence, his brother-in-law, a General Coase, who had been begging him to give them quarters that could get on with it, you know, they were stalled at the Alamo simply because of Santa Anna's ego. And meanwhile, Houston was building an army against them at San Jacinto.
And did.
And, you know, so anyway, Santa Anna's killed. The Alamo surrenders, but honorably and with good terms. Crockett escapes and joins Houston. They defeat Coase at San Jacinto, and Davy Crockett swears that Texas will remain forever sovereign.
And Texas has some rules against, at that point, state secrets, and manages to be a liberty wonderland where I think it's the law where the people have to wear guns, but.
Well, we regard it as organic. That is to say, it's not perfectly doctrinally libertarian.
Yeah.
In other words, it's not libertarian to demand that everybody carry a gun, clearly.
Certainly not.
But in Texas, where it happened organically, you can apply for a permit not to carry a gun if you give them your fingerprints and you have a psychiatric examination.
Cute.
So, also, the only source of government revenue is the collection and recycling of garbage. And so it is a federal offense to molest a garbage can the same way it is to molest a mailbox here.
Very good. Well, L. Neil Smith, one more time, your website for people that want to visit you online.
Well, the best way to visit me online is to go to www.bigheadpress.com. I have a blog there, and you can see all kinds of things that are happening. I have a novel being
published. Thank you so much for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. I really appreciate your time this evening. And continued success in the publishing world. More on the way here. Our toll-free number is, 800-259-9231. More coming up. Your calls about anything. Plus, Sam was arrested again.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you could smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. They include live streams. You get a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose. Every genre, Audible has it covered. You can get your free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Get your free audiobook as we go to your calls. Brent is on the line in Colorado. Hey, Brent.
Hey.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I recently served on a jury, and
Oh, really?
I know how interesting that can be to talk about. So
especially if you know about jury nullification, which is your right as a juror to vote not guilty based on your thoughts on the law itself.
Yeah, exactly.
So how did you get on a jury knowing that information? Did you have to conceal that in some way?
No, I was actually surprised that they picked me. I didn't lie. I they have you stand up and give an oath or something, before they, even start in, with the, voir dire process. And, I took the oath because I was, vaguely interested in getting, I was kind of ambivalent about whether I got on the jury at all or not, but I figured maybe I'd get a chance to get on there and help somebody, so I went ahead and got up and swore that I would answer their questions truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we started in, and they never asked if I was an anarchist, frankly.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
The only question that they... that was really that would have gotten me kicked off at all was at some point they asked whether I had any bias that could make it so that I couldn't take a police officer's testimony in the same light that I would take anyone else's testimony.
Nope, I don't think I would have that bias personally.
I'm sorry?
I don't think I would have that bias. I imagine you don't either.
And that was kind of the way I answered that question, was sort of in a lawyerly manner, perhaps, but I will consider their testimony and its veracity the same way that I would consider any others.
Why do you think you were asked if you were an anarchist?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you was not. Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood
you. That's how I made it on the jury. They never asked that, I guess.
I see. Now, did they ask when you were filling out, did you have to fill out a jury application when you got in there with answering questions about, what clubs you belong to, that sort of thing? Was there something like that?
Yeah, although it was decidedly kind of vague questions. I mean, they never asked, the ones you always hear about, what subscriptions do you have, or are you a member of a political party, things like that. None of those questions were on there. It was just, are you regularly employed, race they wanted to know.
Well, that's excellent.
So you were
pretty much able to get in without revealing any of your viewpoints, which otherwise would have been an easy excuse for them to get rid of you.
Although at one point I actually did reveal that I found our current justice system to be unnecessarily coercive and because
during
of
voir
that
dire?
I'm sorry?
You did that during the voir dire process?
Yeah. And it was kind of funny, the prosecutor left the long-haired atheist anarchist on the jury and kicked all the Latinos off because the defendant was Latino. So
much for a jury of your peers.
Per mistake.
So tell us what happened.
Yeah, what was this guy charged with?
He was the story the officers were telling was basically they pulled this guy over, and then instead of they walked up to the car and he sped away, led them on an exciting chase down a road in Denver. And then eventually ditched his car and ran through some backyards and then got in a boxing match with an officer before some other officers showed up to take him down.
Mm-hmm.
Basically was the story they were telling. And the funny thing was the only evidence that they had was the story they were telling.
The police were telling.
They had no video, no dash cam, nothing, no fingerprints, no pictures, no anything. The only evidence was the testimony of some police officers.
Well, they are police officers, so they must be telling the truth.
Right. You know, and so that was, he was charged with three felonies. I think it was felony or aggravated driving under suspension. Apparently the reason he had run, according to them, was that his license was suspended. And because he ran from the cops with a suspended license, that makes it aggravated driving under suspension, which is a felony. And then felony eluding, because he was eluding the officers in an unsafe manner. And then felony resistance of arrest, because according to them, he was violent in his resistance of arrest. Yeah.
So what do you think about all that?
I'm sorry?
What do you think about all that?
Well, I don't think he did anything wrong. I mean, I guess I don't really see, I don't really buy the whole right and wrong from a moral standpoint thing. That doesn't, seems very subjective to me to call something right or wrong. But that's beside the point. He certainly hadn't done anything deserving of sitting in a jail cell, even if they had proven it, which they really didn't. I actually managed to bring a couple of jurors over to my side in the deliberation room. It was kind of, it was me versus the other 11 for a while. And
so they weren't alleging this guy was, they weren't alleging he was driving dangerously, and that's why they'd originally pulled him over. They pulled him over because he was suspended?
They pulled him over because he failed to use his blinker during lane change.
I see. It's a dangerous man.
So,
which isn't even illegal in some states, including Florida.
So
it was kind of a little bit, I think they more likely pulled him over because he was driving a beat-up car and was Latino in a bad part of town. And
so did it turn out that it was a hung jury after all was said and done?
It was, in fact, a hung jury. I never did. I couldn't sway anybody over on any of the counts to go not guilty. I kept voting not guilty, and got a couple people to come over with me on that, and everybody else kept voting guilty. They actually made us sit in deliberation for 2 days.
Wow.
Because at some point we sent them a note. This was before I had convinced anybody to come over to my side. We sent them a note that said it was 11 to 1, and the one was being pretty stubborn. And I guess the judge thought, well, eventually peer pressure, this guy will cave, you know.
But you brought him over to your side.
Yeah, nice. A couple, yeah.
12 angry men.
So I did not cave, and, you know, we had to sit there. Although it was kind of irritating that I had to miss work for this.
Sure.
And they pay you in Colorado a whopping $50 a day.
I think it's like 15 down in Florida.
Which is kind of irritating. You know, if they would have made us go for a month, I might have eventually had to give up just for financial reasons. But they made us go for 2 days of deliberation.
Good for you, man. So it wasn't the ideal situation in that you didn't get everybody on your side, but that's okay. You still were able to hang that jury. Will they retry him? Probably. And, of course, then you won't be involved. But at the very least, you might have bought him another month's worth of freedom. And, of course, if more people start using the jury nullification tactic, it can really make a difference in people's lives. I thank you for that story tonight, and congratulations on getting all the way through to the end of a trial without being kicked off. As somebody who believes and understands the idea of jury nullification, we can expound on that in a moment.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from
TJ in Minnesota. He writes, "This stuff really works." No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. We just got finished talking to Brent a few moments ago in Colorado about his experience in actually getting on a jury and hanging it as part of the jury nullification process, which is something that most people in America just don't know about. In fact, there are a number of lawyers in America that don't know about this. Some judges may even claim to not know about it, but certainly there has been a concerted effort over the years from the judicial system to cover up this particular bit of information, which is a particularly useful bit of information, and that is that jurors have the power to judge the law itself. When you sit in a courtroom and a judge tells you, he gives you his instructions to the jury, he'll usually tell you something like, well, you have to determine whether the state has proved its case beyond a reasonable doubt and blah, 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 whether this person violated the laws, the state is saying. If you believe that they violated the laws, you have to vote guilty. If you believe there's a reasonable doubt, then you can say innocent or not guilty. I guess it's not guilty and guilty. And so what they don't tell you, though, is that it's not just about whether the person violated those laws. It's also at question whether the law itself is a decent law, whether the law itself is something that you think should be a law. As a juror, you were supposed to be the fourth check and balance on this awful system of government that we have. And had jurors actually historically been allowed to engage in this particular method of jury nullification, then that may have actually helped prevent a lot of the awful tyranny that we see today. Maybe. I don't know how effective it would have been, but it's certainly been effective in the past in helping end some awful things like slavery and alcohol prohibition. So jury nullification has a long, proud history of allowing individuals who care about others to stand up and say no. Mark, I know that the Quakers have a long history of knowledge of and use of jury nullification. Isn't that correct?
They do.
So it's been used in the past, and it needs to be used again. And in very few circumstances, it is used today. And the reason why it's so few, the circumstances are so few, is because, again, they try to keep it out of the courtroom actively. So if you mention jury nullification before you get on
a
jury.
They also give you very explicit instructions about what you're supposed to do on the jury. And make it very clear that, yeah, they avoid that part. And I think even really saying this is what you are supposed to do. You are not to judge, you know, you're just supposed to judge whether they broke the law or not, you know.
Yep.
It almost seems to me that they say things that are in contradiction to the law about jury nullification.
It's probably true. It's your responsibility to know the rules, apparently. You can't count on them to be honest with you. You can't count on them to be knowledgeable. They may not even know some of them.
I can't count how many times there's like been someone in court, you know, asking an officer about, you know, so and so law, and he's like, well, I don't really know all the laws.
Yeah.
Or not. Yeah, but then yet, you know, they, you know, as you know, they make you sign a statement to register to vote, or they try to make you sign it and it may be for your driver's license as well. I'm not sure. It says, I will obey all the laws of New Hampshire, and like, there's millions of words of laws. How can you possibly agree to that? But you know, I wish I had done, and I didn't think of it until afterward, is to ask the caller if he had said why he was voting not guilty. If he did, in fact, say, I'm judging the law and I don't agree with
that. That's a good question. Yeah.
I wish I had asked him that when he was on the line. I just now thought of it.
Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. So just wanted to clarify, maybe for some new listeners, what exactly jury nullification is. You can go to FIJA.org, F-I-J-A. It stands for Fully Informed Jury Association. You go to FIJA.org, and you can get all kinds of details on what jury nullification is all about and how to best kind of surreptitiously conceal your knowledge of jury nullification, because you have to, in order to get on a jury and have this knowledge, you have to be somewhat cautious. I don't want to say you need to be dishonest, because that could get you into a perjury situation, and I'm certainly not a lawyer.
Well, if they don't explicitly ask it, then
you don't have to answer.
Why bring it up?
Exactly. So FIJA has some suggestions as to how best to approach the whole circumstance of getting called for jury duty, and I highly recommend that people go and familiarize themselves with it at FIJA.org, F-I-J-A.org. Great stuff.
As dangerous, listening to the caller there, as dangerous as somebody who knows about jury nullification is, he's not nearly as dangerous as somebody with some melanin in their skin.
What are you talking about?
They kicked three Latinos off this Latinos jury and kept an anarchist on, for God's sake.
I mean, they thought, if we keep the Latinos off, then they'll all vote him guilty. Ha 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 ha. And then there was an anarchist.
There was one on there anyway.
The joke's on them for being racist.
So let's go to your phone calls. And then since we had a bit of a court-filled day, Dale, we'll fill folks in on some of the activism that went on today, including the second arrest now of Sam Dodson, our friend from ObscureTruth.com. First to the AMP line. Who's this? You're on the air.
Oh, Xander from Illinois.
Xander, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I just wanted to say just a quick thing about Afghanistan. And I saw something lately that it was like we just had like the most deadliest month that we've had since we've been there. And I just wonder if you went back 7 years from now, would anyone believe we'd still be there and be still stuck in this situation and all this, just having our troops all over the place, just like what we're doing today?
Even if you went back a year and a half and asked the people that were going to vote for Obama if they thought that this was going to continue on under him, and if he was...
Oh, no, he's for peace.
Right? You know, it's just...
I've seen the bumper stickers.
I've seen the bumper stickers myself. I really love the one with the O and Obama with
the peace
symbol. It shows up a great deal, and you know, it shows up very often at my former church, the Unitarian Universalist Church. And my
he's gone. Okay.
My current church is the Quaker Church meeting houses.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find these Obama peace sign stickers every other car.
Do you think those people that still have those on are just are they telling themselves a little story to, like, how could they possibly still drive around with those?
What are they telling themselves? I guess they're saying at least he's they're not even thinking about it. They figure that you're taking baby steps towards peace by voting for Democrats. I guess. I mean, right?
Wow.
He's not killing as many people as McCain would have.
McCain did say bomb, bomb, bomb on Iran.
You know, I suppose.
But is he killing as many people as George W. Bush? I don't know.
George.
I've heard a lot of people are dying over there in Afghanistan.
He had the initial insurgents. And you're talking about 4,000 people at this point under Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Max.
Under Obama.
Under Obama.
Wait, are you talking about victims in Afghanistan or just 4,000 troops?
4,000 troops in Afghanistan.
4,000 troops have died?
No. 4,000 people have died in Afghanistan under Obama.
Okay, gotcha. So 4,000 people who were innocent people.
Right.
Died.
It gets a lot more muddy under in Iraq because there was a government change and there's all kinds of unrest. So if somebody dies of some kind of disease, dysentery or something like that, what do you say? Do you say that, well, that wouldn't have happened under the old regime, so that's a death for Bush? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. It gets weird.
That's 4,000. That seems like a lot. I'm thinking of the numbers when they first went into Iraq and they were climbing and climbing and climbing for a while, and I don't think they hit 4,000 for quite a while.
No. We're talking about 4,000, not troops, but 4,000 regular people.
Sorry. Yeah, it's
having perished.
It's a funny issue. We really.
Oh, they don't count then. I'm only concerned about American troops.
That's how we're raised. That's how we're taught. And I feel the same way when I hear about a plane going down in some foreign country and 375 people died on a Air France flight today and that crashed in the middle of the Atlantic. No Americans were aboard.
Oh, thank goodness. Just those other people.
Goodness,
then.
Dirty frogs.
I'm glad you brought that up.
That's how I'm taught. I've been taught to feel.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was reading an article recently. Someone pointed me to it on, I think it was on cracked.com, where they were talking about there's that magic number, like 150. And beyond that, you can't keep up with individuals very well at all anymore.
Right.
And they become very obscure and abstract. We're running out of time. But I think there's some interesting stuff to say about that.
We can expand on that in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Plus, Sam Dodson, arrested again today, will fill you in on the details here in moments. It is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddoll.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we mentioned with the author we had on earlier, L. Neil Smith, you can buy whatever books you need or DVDs or video games or anything. They've got so many categories, dozens of categories in which you can shop. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of their new items. But if you need to save a few bucks, go used. You can do that through Amazon. And Free Talk Live will get a percentage when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, Dale, you just barely had the chance to scratch the surface on something you wanted to get into there. So just kind of start from the top. What were you trying to talk about there?
Okay, well, Mark's comments reminded me of, you know, when we kind of alienate other people and the people we don't personally know or people who are not in like a group that we're associated with, like Americans or whatever. And it made me think of a Cracked.com article I'd read called What is the Monkey Sphere? So you can go to crack.com and look up monkey sphere, all one word.
Monkey sphere?
Yeah, gotcha. All together one word, and it should take you right to it. And I don't agree with you know everything in the article. They kind of come to some conclusions, and some of them are sort of like kind of pro-statist, and some are very anti-statist, and different conclusions in the article based on it, and maybe jump to certain conclusions too. And one of the things, but it basically saying that, you know, by observing monkeys, they kind of form little tribes, and the tribes are a maximum number of, you know, a maximum number, and anyone outside of that tribe is like, doesn't matter to them. They're not really personal, and okay, so they don't care. And it seems that people are extremely similar. We just have a bigger number, like a bigger number that we can be like personally associated with that we feel and it's sort of those are the people in your circle. For people, it's 150, you know, give or take
makes
a little.
Sense.
And that's also a number that came up in a book called The Tipping Point. You know, 150 is like the most that most people can, or anyone really can, like, be personally feel close to, like to the point where you'd be concerned if someone died, like truly
gotcha.
Feel like, you know, mourn them.
Well, mourn, yeah. Perhaps, but I mean, haven't you ever, you know, just met somebody and then they say something like, oh, you know, they tell you something tragic that occurred in their life and you feel bad for that person.
Sure.
But you don't feel mournful or anything like
that. Well, that's the difference. I mean, you can certainly feel, and I think one of the issues I took with it, in the article that was, I think that some people to some extent or another are able to at least abstractually understand the harm that, that someone else is feeling, you know, like, oh, you know, some, they lost their family member. I know how I would feel
empathize.
If I lost my family. Yeah.
Yeah.
To the extent that you're able to abstractualize. And I think, and I wonder sometimes, it seems like, that almost seems like a libertarian trait to be able to to abstractualize the harm. You know, when you hear about
some strange
person that's not American and, you know.
When you see somebody getting victimized, maybe in a way that would never happen to you because you don't do that drug or you don't eat that food or whatever, you can still feel how they would feel had you been, or you feel how they would feel because you can put yourself in their place even though you wouldn't necessarily do what they are doing.
Yeah, I think so.
I agree with that completely. Yeah. And it's one of the things that I find frustrating about a lot of other people is that they don't.
They don't see the harm that they're doing.
It reminds me of this dinner, and I know I've mentioned this before, but when Julia and I were getting ready to leave Florida, we had dinner with my parents and my dad's sister and her husband. So my aunt and uncle were there. And they're from Chicago, and this was during the time they had the foie gras ban in Chicago, where they essentially, this is stuffed goose liver. They force-fed these geese, and some people are upset about the process behind creating this particular product, and so there was a ban put on it, the ban on its sale in the city of Chicago, around the surrounding area of Chicago. And I asked them how they felt about it, and they said, well, we don't eat foie gras. So, you know, I'm paraphrasing. We don't eat right. foie gras, so we don't care. And that's the attitude that I think is a big problem in America.
And there are businesses that where people's incomes depend on that, and they can't personally associate with that, perhaps. And then goes, people lost their jobs over that and things, and they don't care about that.
Well, right, because they aren't in that 150 people, they don't care. It's not even anything that could affect them from their viewpoint. They're not seeing the big picture. They're not seeing how when one person is oppressed, we all lose our freedom in some way. And it just leads to the next step of oppressing someone else somewhere else. And, of course, our opponents would call and say, well, you call that oppression.
Right.
We voted for this.
You don't know anything about oppression, you darn libertarians, and you're using your
And someone today, in the police department, they were having a discussion with the officer. I got a little bit of video footage from that I'm going to put up later. They were having a little bit of discussion with the officer who arrested Sam, and he was, you know, criticizing, saying, this isn't bad. Look at China and Russia.
I have a comeback for that. If you think about history, likely American women in the early 1900s were probably some of the best off women in the world. You think about pygmies in Africa cooking over an open fire and, you know, dying young and getting diseases and all that other stuff. American women in pretty good shape. However, those women went out and they said they were being oppressed. They wanted to be able to vote. Would you deny the vote to American women because they weren't being oppressed? Not by your standard of oppression? What
should have gone to China
attitude.
Yeah, go to China, ladies.
Yeah, the women in China, but you know that whatever you come up with that whatever reason why the women in China are worse off.
The women with China have to lie to the dogs.
Let's not try to make our society better because someone's worse off than us.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolute nonsense.
It's a big cop out.
And it depends on what you're talking about too. I mean, you can say in some respects that someone else is worse off, and in some respects we're worse off here. It's like people love to talk about how free America is, and yet we lock up more people than per capita.
Now, we don't do that to us.
I'm collectivizing, I'm sorry.
Well, and Gene the Christian Anarchist is great at pointing out some differences between countries because he travels to China on a regular basis, and I love it when he calls in to say that, you know, over in China the cops don't even have guns.
Yeah.
When you see a cop, he's not even armed with a gun. He's got a club or something like that. I mean, not that I'm sure they do horrible things with clubs in China, but just kind of pointing out some of the differences that a lot of the piddly stuff that the police will arrest people for here, it's just no big deal over there.
Yeah, I mean, per capita, from what I understand, India is per capita like the lowest in the world in terms of how many people they lock
up. People? Oh, okay.
How many people get locked up. I mean, how is that not that seems like a pretty good measure of freedom is how many people you have in cages. And how come, you know, so when people are saying we are the freest country, well, you can certainly say in certain respects, but as a blanket statement, I can't see how anyone can say that. There's certainly areas where we're very much a police state. And we're getting worse. So
yep, and that's just it. Try telling that it's a free country to anybody that's been arrested for a joint.
You don't really hear it near as often as you used to either.
Is that right?
People saying, "Eh, it's a free country. Yeah, they just don't say that as much as they used to.
I think more people are waking up to the reality.
Yeah, you're having to stand in a cattle chute at the airport and get your stuff scanned by the TSA. Mm-hmm. Like maybe that's just causing people to not say it quite as often.
I hope so. I hope people are starting to realize that something ain't quite right out there. Let's go to your calls. Unscreened, Amp Line, you're on the air.
Hey, it's George.
George in D.C., speaking of the TSA.
Yeah, sorry, Mark, about you getting cornholed there at the airport.
What's on your mind tonight, George?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment about the whole topic. What is it, outreach protest? What are you calling it?
Yeah, whatever, topic. Women's rights outreach without shirts.
I'd just like to point it out that if they get arrested, they can always point out that there's an equal protection under the law amendment in the Constitution.
Actually, there is significant court precedence, as I understand. I was just told this today, so I am passing secondhand information. My understanding is there is significant precedence in courts for women being able to go topless on the basis of equality, and it's if we did do that, it would make sense to actually cite that court precedence. So.
Exactly. There is legal court precedent on that.
This is an old protest, right? I mean, women have been doing topless protests for a long time. It's just that what the real controversy was not whether or not people would be arrested, but what the other people would think. The controversy was based in, well, what about the prudish? If you do this protest with women baring their breasts as men are allowed to, then the prudes will not like you anymore. That's essentially the core argument of those who are
against prudes. If all the women were doing topless that were like supermodel hot, I doubt they'd really be complaining that much anyway.
Yeah, well, they would, because the ugly prudes wouldn't like that very much.
That's
makes them feel bad.
And I would like to point out that this was going to be
they don't want their husbands to be titillated.
This was going to be an event, if it happened, that would involve women of all shapes and sizes. That it is not a pretty girls event, although there will be some there will be some attractive ladies, but I think it's important to have breasts of all shapes and sizes to desexualize the whole event, to point out that this isn't about sex and it's not about anything like
I
that.
I have thoughts about that too.
Being naked, it's just about the freedom to be as. It's about being as free as men. And it's pretty clear. Thank you, sir. And I'd like you to get into your thoughts here in a moment. Okay. Hour number two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.